don't read anything you say, but we'll transmit in the climb.
Apollo 16, this is Houston through Araya, over.
All right, guys, loud and clear there.
Hey, so are you, John. How's everything on board?
Everything looks good here. We're 10 minutes and 30 seconds to the burn.
All right.
Roger.
Apollo Control, Houston.
For time base 6.
Roger.
Apollo Control, Houston, at 2 hours 24 minutes, time base 6 started on time. We're less than a minute away now from time of acquisition with Carnarvon. Standing by and continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Out on time.
Roger, very good.
Apollo Control, Houston, receiving data now. 2 hours, 25 minutes ground elapsed time. In the Mission Control Center, Houston, displays are being changed to show the dynamics of the upcoming translunar injection burn, a little more than 8 minutes away at this time. At 2 hours, 25 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Apollo Control, Houston, at 2 hours, 26 minutes ground elapsed time, 7 minutes away now.
Now, and the apps module is looking good.
16, Roger. Everything looks normal here.
Roger.
One question on the comment on the primary loop. Does it look okay to you guys?
Stand by, Charlie. Roger, Charlie, ECOM is happy.
Fine.
Apollo Control Houston, a little over 6 minutes away now from time of ignition. Our maneuver monitor displays in mission control show a predicted velocity at shutdown of 35,593 feet per second, a predicted altitude at time of shutdown of 167.7 nautical miles, with a forecast apogee of 266,879 nautical miles. Less than 6 minutes away now from time of ignition, continuing to monitor. This is Apollo Control, Houston. In Mission Control Center, Houston, Flight Director Gene Kranz now going around the room for a go-no-go for TLI. We'll stand by.
Houston, your go for TLI.
Roger, go for TLI.